My name is Chris, and I'm the Irish FIFA dad. Chrissy Bell, the FIFA International World Cup champion, the 2005, and Disweta Vidana are with us as always, and we are here to guide you, the casual FIFA player, through the wonderful yet sometimes soul-destroying world of Ultimate Team. To settle in for the next hour or so, will we give you this week's Premier League Team of the Season Casual Fart Podcast. Couple of points of order. Yes, I know I said FIFA, and I've been very good at saying EAFC, and so I'm allowed to slip. And just to give a timestamp of when we are doing this, I will just refer you to the world famous song that most English football fans know, that Leeds are falling apart again. How we doing, boys?
Upper town.
Choo-choo, hype train.
A hype train, mate. Honestly, I can't. I was very composed until about half an hour ago, and then I realised Leeds were 2-0 down, and then Bullies had it on in our preamble, and then I've now realised they're 4-0 down. So in a tight promotion race, that helps us a lot. Only, that is, if we actually convert and we beat Hull tomorrow night. So, but it's very relevant that we're talking about football, and particularly about Ipswich Town, because, of course, as most of you guys will have seen today, today is the official Bobby Moore Foundation day in England. Obviously, we had a Wear Your Football Shirt to Work day, and the foundation deals with supporting people with bowel cancer and the families of those with bowel cancer. So because it's Football Shirt Friday, we decided that we are going to wear our football shirts. So of course, I've got Town's orange away strip, which funnily enough, they won't be wearing tomorrow away at Hull, because obviously there will be a kitsch clash. So boys, what have you decided to bring to wear your football shirt to pod record day?
So I've got England's. Did you say 86? I don't even know. I just bought it because it looked nice.
82.
And it was, yeah. Oh, sorry. 82. England's national top.
Yeah. And I'm rocking Denmark. So that's it.
Denmark. So boring. So boring that you've just gone straight for your countries. I love the football. Yeah, no, Billy, that's 82. Funnily enough, you say that, but Paul Mariner was in that World Cup squad. Who was obviously an ex-Town legend that we lost 2 or 3 years ago. So right, shall we get on to the actual main event, boys? Shall we start talking about Ultimate Team? So, of course, the Premier League Team of the Season dropped this evening, along with our first mixed team and also the Women's Premier League as well. So we're going to go through all three of these squads, and we're also going to talk about how we're approaching, kind of opening packs and that sort of thing. And then we're also going to look at obviously SBCs and what we're likely to think come in terms of, which obviously going to come into sort of recycling as well. And we may even have a nice little game for you to join in with us on. So let's look at the Premier League team of the season. Banana, if you could have one card out of here, what would it be?
The one card I'm dreaming of for Banana Ball is Erling Haaland with Aerial Plus, Power Header, and the rest of the...
Currently costing you a cool 15 million coins. however, we also have the second kind of 14 plus million player that we have got in this squad is Virgil van Dijk. Bull, a 97 rated big Virg with long ball plus, jockey plus, and the raccoon plus. Can you understand why this is 14 million?
Yeah. Okay.
Love that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're both two just broken cards I can't say I'll be looking forward to playing against either of them. Although, saying that, I have come across team of the year Haaland in the old game, who does have Aerial Plus, is lacking rapid though. Like, I don't know how how needed Rafford is when you're just swinging balls into the box.
not if you're playing banana ball.
Exactly, it's just not required for banana ball. So maybe the team of the year is coming into a affordable price. 5.5 mil, is that? I haven't really been monitoring the price of team of the year Haaland, but is that still a worthy card? Has it dropped a little bit?
Yeah, it's dropped a little bit, but it's, I mean, I would say there's literally no difference. So if you're actually in the price range where you can buy one, just get the team of the year, because it has all the things you need for the aerial playstyle. So the price difference doesn't make sense, but it's also rarity. It's a new card, has three playstyles, but just buy the team of the season if you're going to buy one.
Yeah, just buy a team of the year. Just buy the team of the year, mate. Have you got 5.5 million kicking around, Paul?
If I pack a decent team of the season, then yes.
Oh.
But I've got 3.2 mil. I can probably get that up to 3.5. I need to pack a 2 mil player somewhere.
You need to do well in weekend league this weekend and get that tradable team of the season pack, and then hopefully get something there.
I tell you what, you get the tradable team of the season pack, and then get team of the season Haaland in there, and then sell him for 15 million, and then buy the team of the year for 5 million.
Yeah.
And then you got 10 million.
Put it all into store packs, and then get just loads of dupe Haalands.
Hashtag art of the deal, right? Like.
Someone got Palmer in a silver pack, so maybe I need to go bronze silver pack method.
Wasn't that on Nick's stream?
Yeah, I think it was somebody tagged him in Twitter on it.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's quite interesting. Yeah. I mean, you have to do a daily silvers, otherwise you won't pack Palmer.
Absolutely. So okay, so we've mentioned Palmer. So Palmer, you got Palmer 2.25. Salah's probably the third headliner in this at 5.5. And then you've got Phil Foden at 3.5, Sonny at 2.3, Saka at 2.5, Rodri 2.5. And then after that, you are then struggling. You've got Saliba for 1.4. And then you've got kind of Alisson, Watkins, McAllister, White, and Gabriel, who are all kind of around the 120, 100 mark, slightly below in... Ollie Watkins, unfortunately, is your wooden spoon of this team. So obviously you've got what we can sort of describe as mid-rangers. I'm going to say mid-rangers in with a big pinch of salt and in context that, you know, most of the teams are going to have this kind of sort of two or three really high ones, maybe not this high. But then you're going to have that middle in mark that probably for most of the other teams is going to be around the sort of the 1.5 mil mark. So out of these kind of middle, let's take Salah out of the equation, and obviously Haaland and Van Dijk. Who do you really fancy out of this list, Bull?
Take Haaland and Van Dijk out.
And Salah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go for Foden just because he has a high work rate. His defence is still high enough to be like a box to box, I think. Mm. I know he's not got the stature for it really, but like his play styles aren't awful. Actually, like next gen, they'd probably be quite optimal. But they're not the best for old gen or at least how I play. But then again, I think Foden is your fourth highest anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So yeah, I mean, I nearly took him out as well, but I thought I'd start being too mean, really.
Otherwise, I'd probably go for Saka.
Interesting. Banana.
Saka as well, with the whip pass for that comeback centre forward role in the 4-3-2-1. Boosted physicals, boosted defensives as well, so that would be it. Otherwise, I would say Rodri for that Haaland role in the midfield if you don't have a Haaland.
Yeah, so I can absolutely I can co-sign on Rodri. He's obviously his team of the year is nice. I think are they the same rating, or is his team of the year, so his team of the season slightly more, and I think they've got the same. Play styles. No, so yeah, and actually, to be fair, his play styles, the team of the season play styles are a lot nicer than what his team of the year, because team of the year has got press proven and the strength
bruiser.
Obviously, with this one, he's got ping pass, power shot, and raccoon. So
yeah, raccoon text hits hard. That's
So it's an interesting one. I'm actually I'd be quite happy to see Rodri again, if I'm being honest. But I like the look of Palmer. Although again, I think the flair playstyle plus is a bit of a waste. I also like the look of Son, mainly because he's got the chip through ball. I mean, as Billy will be, Billy playing pro clubs with me quite a lot, he knows that I'm not the best at like ball rolling. So actually to have someone who's really reliable in chipping the ball, and I know it's in kind of an not really a very well, very much used play style, but I would just wonder if I had somebody that had it, might that help my game potentially? But yeah, so you know, I think
no. That's one of the biggest Div 9 comments I think we've seen all year. But
wow,
chip shot plus, get him in.
No, all right, fine. To be fair, Foden I like the look of. I'll take most of them. To be fair, I don't know actually who I'd prefer. But yeah. There's a lot of decent ones in there. What do you think of Saliba? Saliba around 1.3. Is he kind of, you know, again, you've got Raccoon. You've got basically intercept plus and also you've got tackle plus. So you've got all playstyle pluses for centre-backs. Is this not something, you know, why is he not higher? Why is he not more expensive, should I say?
I think... it's a problem for him that he's not that much of an upgrade over some of his special cards and the SBC cards and the evolutions that came out for him. So I think his upgrades was a bit of a disappointment, but he'll play super well. I mean, he's a big guy. He can defend well in the air as well. So it's a great card, but I just don't see it as a massive upgrade to some of his other cards.
Both?
Yeah, it's a good point. I was going to say, I thought he could be a little bit higher. I do think it's a good card. But yeah, I just looked at his team of the year moments, and he's only, I think, 2+ sprint speed, 4+ acceleration. Not a massive speed boost over that card. So yeah, maybe it does make sense that he's not rated that high. But I heard a lot of good comments from him, like people who did the Evos or did pack him, have been very complimentary on how he feels in game. So I think it will still be a good card. Definitely. A nice one to get in, but as an untradeable in a random pick or you know your chance rewards, I think it could be usable.
Yeah, I suppose the only other things we haven't mentioned, because again they're not on this squad team. So we've also got some moments for EPL. So we've got Nkunku at just under 400k, Garnacho at about 725. KDB, they've managed to crowbar him in team of the season, which I'm very happy about, at 3.35 mil. Diaz as well at 1.7 mil, and then Estupiñán, who I've just hit duped, around about 20k. So what do you think of the moments cards then? I mean, De Bruyne is again nice. He's basically been given all of the 99 passing plus all passing playstyle pluses. I don't imagine you should be able to misplace a pass with him. if I'm being honest, I think obviously that's a skill issue. But 3.2, I mean, he's coming down to 3.2 now. But again, it's still quite. Is that expensive for this level of card?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't so impressed when I looked at it in the first place, and then when I saw a price, I was a bit turned off by it. So I don't know. I'd probably stick with the team of the year if you're doing De Bruyne, but.
Yeah, I think the interesting comparison to make it actually is between Diaz and Garnacho. obviously Diaz has got a big kind of dribbling boost, and you know, he is obviously a couple of overalls ahead. But five, you know, five, both of them are 5'4", five star, four star. Both of them are high, medium. Diaz has got the rapid, technical, and flair. And Garnacho has got finesse, shot, rapid, and acrobatic. So there's like a 1 million difference in these. Is there really 1 million coins difference in these cards?
I think 99 pace, for whatever reason, the players with 99 pace do seem a lot quicker than anyone that's like around the 95, 90 mark. But Diaz is, what, 99 pace, 98 dribbling. But they've got quick step. I don't know if technical gives him that boost, but I think Diaz is one of the better. Well, yeah, he is, apart from De Bruyne, the highest rate, priced moments card, isn't he? So I do quite like both of these cards, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're quite low priced. Like, I packed both in Kunku and Garnacho, and I thought I hit the jackpot, but then I checked the price, and it was kind of low for what they are. So if you are building like a new squad or running a second account or something, it's some interesting players you can get in quite cheaply. But again, it's not like top tier meta, but some cool cards.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so let's move on to the WSL squad then. Again, very similar in terms of feast or famine, but the, again, and that mid-range, but obviously the mid-range is a lot lower. Headliners here are Lauren James, who's up at 5 million. She might have come down a little bit now. So no, she's got up to 6 million, so she's going up, not down, not coming down as I thought she might. Before we start recording, then you've got Hemp at 1.4 and then Kerr at 800k, and then you've got Shaw at 300k, and then Charles and Greenwood and McCabe at the kind of 120-130k mark, and then sort of everything else is fodder, really. Anyone take your fancy out of here, boys?
I'll take James.
Yeah, every time I come up against Sam Kerr, like during this year, she's always given me a lot of trouble. So I think her price compared to James is quite interesting. She seems fairly cheap. But otherwise, I mean, the problem with the female squad is, like, we're getting into, like, silly season soon, and we have big guys, strong guys, but now they're also fast. Now they can also head. Now they can also shoot. So I think the smaller women are kind of getting exposed a bit on the physical level in the game. So, like, for instance, the goalkeeper is what Kiara Keating, she had interesting stats. I went in and looked, and she's like 5'6". And like a 5'6" goalkeeper, what are you going to do with that? So some of them just are ruled out by physical ability somehow. But yeah, you have the left back with the whip cross. I think she's kind of interesting. But other than that, no, that's the Charles card. We have so many left backs, so... I mean,
see, with Kerr, I haven't really come across her all year, and even this card, I'm wanting her to, if she's 5'6" with those play styles, I want 98 or 99 pace and maybe slightly higher dribbling, even though it's 96 naturally. But I don't know, I want a bit more of a speed demon for someone like that. And I think, I don't really know what kind of season Kerr has had, but I guess
she's been injured for most of it.
Okay, so it is kind of for a single moment or something, or maybe a past moment.
Yeah, that's why I haven't seen a lot of special cards for her, because she's been, I think she, there's a lot in WSL and actually women's football on the whole. They're doing a lot of like ACLs at the moment. It's like really serious, like knee injuries are quite common at the moment, so there's a bit of research going into why that's happening, but yeah, I think I'm pretty sure she did either a medial or ACL towards the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I just think the price, like 760k compared to James for 6 million, that's for quite similar card. In the beginning, I came up against her a lot, and she plays a bit like, you could say, Eusebio, or maybe a Pele type. She's very difficult to get the ball from when people can do that little wiggle and lift the dribbling in the box, and has a really, really good shooting as well. So, yeah, it must be the card type and the rarity that makes that price difference, but yeah.
And I think you mentioned Hemp as well. I do, just because of the whipped cross, not sure if how good Tiki-Taka is on a winger, but the only thing I'm disappointed about her is that any winger with whipped cross, or anyone with whipped cross, like across the board, I like to see a five-star weak foot, just because you know that you can cross on either side and it gives you that much flexibility, whereas like four-star will still be fine, but having played Chloe Kelly with the five-star weak foot, I feel it does make a big difference.
Yeah, I suppose that she's got a level of versatility as well, because she can go on either side. And again, you've got the whip cross, you've got the... what's the rocket? I always forget what the rocket is.
Quick step.
There we go. So, which is, again, which can be really useful when you're receiving the ball and trying to push it out past, say, a fullback and things like that. So, but yeah, I'm a little bit with you. I'm a bit unsure about how Tiki Taka is going to work, as you know, out wide. But
yeah, and it is interesting. She has the base, like, acceleration of 99 and sprint speed of 99. So the 99 pace, that is a real 99. And as Bully mentioned, like, there's somehow a massive difference between the 99s and like the lesser cards. It's the same with the heading. I feel like a player with 97 is much worse than a player with 99. I don't know why, but there's just something about that 99s that's quite intriguing.
Where's that tinfoil hat? But yeah, like I say, a lot of the rest of these are sort of fodder, really. Again, Greenwood isn't bad, but again, you know, I know how Bully feels about short centre backs. So let's not go there. Okay, let's look at our first mixed team, which, funnily enough, is described as a League of Portugal.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't really know what they're doing either. So we have a mixture. I mean, we have got a fair amount of League of Portugal players in here. So we've got Di Maria at 2.2. We have Kante from Banana's favourite league, just under a mil. Nani, actually, interestingly, 600k. And then sort of everybody else, again, is very much kind of fodder. So, all right. So out of the three, the Nani, Kante and Di Maria, who'd you fancy, Bull?
So I was, before the pod, I was saying Kante disappointed me a little bit. I haven't actually looked at Nani. Always like a Di Maria card. I don't actually know. Probably still would be Kante. I'd have to give him a go. He sometimes feels nice in game just because of his body type and decent agility. So I like two CMs that can go forward as well. And with 74 shooting, if he does get in that position, you know that's a card that's going to let you down. It's not like the team of the years that's like, he used to have maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he had a team of the year, and his shooting stats also got boosted to, like, I don't know, an 85 or something like that. So he was still dangerous when you got in those positions. But it depends what formation you play. If you're playing a three in the middle and one is always stand back, great card for that position. Because I play a 4-4-2, he's not really any use to me. Sorry, Kante.
I think I've got his 87 in form at some point, and thought I'd try him, and again, unfortunately, just wasn't. I don't know. He was just not very similar to real life. He's just not the Kante of old, is he really? So, okay then. Banana, I'm going to ask you a slightly different question. Out of the rest, so some of the kind of bargain basement players here, anyone else that you fancy that maybe we wouldn't look at?
St. Juste is quite interesting, because he can play both center back and right back, and he has the aerial plus, and he has 95 pace, and he's always kind of broken in FIFA, so I'm interested to see how he plays. But yeah, it doesn't really fit my team, and I don't think he has the plus chemistry. Is Dutch though, as we talked about pre-pod, I think, so not that bad. But I think he's kind of interesting of the cheaper ones.
Bo, anything one thing to add on that?
I think St. Just is, yeah, I agree. Like, St. Just is one of the better ones.
Anything, maybe Dest perhaps at all? Obviously, you know, he had a special card last year that was really well received when he was at Barca.
The problem with any fullback at this stage in the game, we've had too many good ones. So I don't actually know what needs to come to the game now where you go, oh, I can replace my for those two have Mukiele.
Well, I mean, funnily enough, so last week I actually packed Klaus. So
okay, yeah. Again, so an example of a pretty decent right back.
So I can't. He's gone in. I can't. Unfortunately, he doesn't fit into the upgrade because he's got too much pace. But he's certainly somebody that I would look to. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to see where Marseille are at on the tracker. But do you know what I mean? If he certainly gets the double upgrade, then I'm happy days.
Yeah, we were in a period where like the whip pass was enough, but now you get the better players also getting the whip pass, and then I think long ball is more and more important for defensive players to kind of play it up across for the switches. So they really need to have it all to get into the team. So yeah, I don't really think he's interesting. And unless you're rocking some Eredivisie thing or need some chem or an American team or something, then yeah, otherwise not.
Could well be some US, some of our US friends that are looking at that as well. So I think that's all the players that are worth talking about that we've got tonight, boys, unless you're going to tell me otherwise.
Nope.
Okay, so let's then have a look at.
I will bring up one card. I don't think we've discussed him. Ben White as a centre back. Is he a nice cheap option there? Like, he's only he's only 130k right now. Whilst he hasn't got the playstyle pluses for a centre back, he has intercept at least. Good pace, good dribbling, good defence. But I'm talking like, you know, if you're struggling in that position, or you started a new account, or, you know, coming into the game quite late, it looks like an all right card.
Yeah, well, so I packed him like early doors this evening. So I packed him about 6:10. And thought, ooh, because I was out on a dog walk at the time, so I didn't really have the opportunity to then have a look at the market and to see how much he was worth. But I thought, nah, he's probably one of the lower ones. I immediately did think of as a centre back. I think when you look at some of these, he may not have the pluses, but he's got he hasn't got anticipate, which is unfortunate. But he's got aerial. He's got slide tackle, he's got jockey, he's got block as kind of, you know, base play styles. So I mean, I think I'll probably give him a run because obviously, you know, we've got the objectives with like Premier League players, so I'll certainly give him a run this week, and I'll report back next week. But I'll stick it in the Discord. But yeah, he looks nice to me. I was quite happy when I got him to say, okay, yeah, it'd be someone worth trying out.
Yeah, there's one annoying thing with it's the long throw trade. So if you have players with a long throw trade, the game will kind of force them to take your throw-ins. So maybe
The basic one.
Yeah, I'm not sure actually, but at least players with long throw, I don't know if it's the plus. I can't even think of players that have long ball plus or long throw plus, but at least the game forces them to kind of take the throw-ins. And I had a defensive player at some point where then no matter where on the pitch it was, then he would take the throw-ins and then he would have to track back. So maybe check that out before going.
I'll just go on rolls and actually stick like the fullbacks on throw-ins on custom tactics. So that should get away with that. But no, well worth mentioning though, Bull.
Yeah, but can you do it on throw-ins? You can't really decide who takes them yourself, can you?
Ooh, that's only corners. No, I suppose maybe you can't. Maybe you can't.
And this is see some videos where people were like abusing this because, as you know, there's no offside in throw-ins, so you can actually take your player and then move him quite a bit offside and have one of the long throws throw it up. But I haven't dabbled into that ratty meta, but maybe experiment with it.
Maybe have we found something that's too ratty for you, Christ? who knew it was possible?
How is no one doing long throw playstyle pluses to Haaland and then like flicking on?
They've either not tried, like a pro's not tried it, or like they're not. They have tried it and it's not worked.
As long as you can cross it as you can, then there's no need.
Who needs it? Okay, so let's have a look at some SBCs then. So we've had a few players in terms of the lives that I don't think I necessarily need to worry about. Lucas Vasquez, you've earmarked as someone that's not, you know, worth putting some, putting fodder into or putting dupes into as a kind of decent, again, we're in the same scenario that we've had a lot of really good fullbacks, but again, quite cheap to complete. It was only about 100k, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's, I think it's an 85 and an 86 squad. I did him with some dupes earlier, so I think he's quite a good card now if you have a lot of packs just to put something in. And also, I mean, we're getting into what we're doing with packs, but I find right now that if I get like a choice of a player, if I have some dupes, I might as well stack up on some of the teams that I'm not quite packed as, because there's cups coming for like Bundesliga or La Liga or something. So I would just do a couple of those, put them in, so I have at least like 5, 6, 7 good players from those leagues. And yeah, I think he's quite cheap, a good card as well. So probably not a starter, but he'll be useful at some point or in an SBC.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Again, he's Madrid, isn't he? So the chances are he's going to get at least one upgrade. Anything? Yeah, I don't think there are anyone else really that was really think. But tonight we have Julian Alvarez and Katie McCabe dropped this evening. So Katie McCabe's 124k, 91 rated left back or left side, basically anything down the left side. And obviously Alvarez could play centre forward, striker, or right wing. 375k. A little bit more expensive on Origin. What's your take on Alvarez, Paul?
I'm not a massive fan of it. It's because of the teams we've got at this stage of the game. Like, a lot of people would have done Timo Werner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's anywhere near Timo Werner, like, in all honesty. So even with your playstyle pluses, don't think it's quick enough. Don't think his dribbling's as high as it needs to be. I think he could have boosted him up 2 or 3 ratings to make him, you know, a little bit more doable. But yeah, I just don't think at this stage in the game there's better stuff out there in other SBCs.
I can't help but feel this should be a live card. Do you know what I mean? This should have been one of the live cards we got last week, and then it goes up a couple of bumps. Do you know what I mean?
I honestly thought it was. I think I'd seen someone had leaked this with the live card icon on, and I thought, oh, that makes a lot of sense actually.
That's quality.
But, yeah, I'm surprised. I must admit, as a live card, I'm fine with it.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll see what you're saying. Also, you'd be able to put him into the Evo as well. But yeah, just something a bit lacking on him.
But Banana, I take it you concur?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if it's the correct English saying, but like a jack of all trades and master of none. Is that correct?
That's absolutely perfect, my friend.
Yeah, because we're getting to the point where it's like you need specialists that can do anything, and he's kind of just mid in everything. So he's a good attacker, but again, not that interesting play styles. Stats not maxed out in any of them. So yeah, I wouldn't do him. Not for that price.
He has got chip shot plus, though.
Hello. Hang on.
Do you want that?
For those
second.
Div 9 runs.
For all those chip shots.
For all those chip shots. those chip shots. What are you going to say? I can't believe I'm this. I feel like it's a character assassination here. I'm just trying to look at this. I'm just trying to be positive. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So obviously, Banana, you briefly mentioned it. So obviously, you know, we were talking last week about strategy in terms of packs, what you're going to open for what league is kind of all in. I know you said you're kind of all in after Haaland. So kind of, have you changed your strategy first and foremost or not? And how's it going?
I haven't changed my strategy. This is the single card I want, because if there's any new listeners, I play like a very specialist header crosser game right now, where I'm basically going to do crosses to the big guys. So I'm putting all my packs in this. I'm putting everything I get into exchange packs back into player picks, and that's just the recycle I'm going to grind all week to hopefully pack something. I mean, with the price, I'm sure I'm not going to pack him, but that's what I'm going to go for. I'm playing squad battles elite. I'm playing rivals elite. I'm doing everything to get all these extra little touch packs I can get, because that's kind of the only card that interests me throughout Team of the Season, I would say. So, yeah. I've packed, I think, 10 separate Team of the Seasons tonight, and like 5 of the moments. None of the big guys, but a lot of also the middle players. So it's been quite fun. The pack weight is decent. So let's just hope we get lucky. It's a numbers game. Just keep hammering, and then hopefully we'll get something at some point.
And Bull, how does that link into your strategy?
I'm still getting over the use of the word specialist play style that you use. You run down the line and cross it in.
Can I just Kev from the Nut and Butter Thing podcast, I know you're listening, and I'm going to formally, I've said this already on Twitter this week, but I'm going to say it verbally to you. I'm not angry, I'm just very disappointed.
No, he came to the dark side. He's embracing Banana Ball. That's perfect.
No, absolutely so disappointed. I thought he was one of the ones. I thought he was a real one, man, but obviously not. Obviously not. I can't be snakes in the grass, guys. Jesus, like, it's not good, man. It's not good.
It's perfect for everything, even in bad gameplay and lag. The crosses just go where they go. And the beautiful thing is you can do, like, 95% of what Haaland does in the air, Soloth can do that as well. So you have Ethan, the pro that's going to play in the La Liga this weekend. He put his team out on Twitter and said, like, yeah, my team costs 22 million, but the best player is the 22K guy on the left forward, and that's Soloth. So if it works for them, it works for me.
So, yes. By the way, if you want your right to reply, Kev, just invite us on, mate. I'm more than more than happy to come and tear down whatever argument you wish to put in front of me.
The beautiful Norwegian game.
I
can't really talk because I'm also doing the same game.
Yeah, you
just with my I've Ivorian God. Yeah, Ivorian God, Didier Drogba.
I'm sick of a lot of you. Right, I'm moving on. Objectives wise,
I want to talk about my strategy.
I don't care anymore. You don't. I forgot that you don't get an opinion because you've gone to Banana Ball. I mean, go on.
Because I might need a bit of advice on it, because I'm not really sure what I'm doing now. I've looked at this team, and with its exception of Van Dijk, Haaland, and Foden, I'm not sure too many really have a claim in my team. Just because of certain play styles or work rates, or like that, there'd be like really small upgrades on who I've already got in those positions. Probably Saka would. Everyone else, I'm just not sure about. So I don't know how hard I want to go. Like Diaz looks nice as well, but one thing I'm thinking is a lot of these cards are holding a good value, like two mil. You've got that tier of probably, what, 6 or 8 players that are at 2 mil. So is the strategy to try and open tradable packs? Also open a few untradable packs, but maybe save them for a team that I really like? Because I've got a suspicious feeling Bundesliga is going to be juiced. I for whatever reason, they always seem to juice Bundesliga. And then you've got La Liga after that. Also, at the moment, I've got a problem where there's no SBC that's crying out for me. Like, even if I don't really want an icon repeatable SBC, but actually, at the moment, if they brought one of those back, and maybe what are you looking at? Icon SBC, you're looking at Team of the Year, Golazo, and Foot Birthday. If you've got those three promos in there as like player picks, I think that appeals to me a lot more than any of these players out at the moment, unless they bring a big boy that like an SBC everyone has to complete, because I don't feel we've had one of those for a while. I'm looking at Rio and thinking, do I do him?
I've had the similar thought on Rio, and I also agree with what you're saying in terms of the no real SBC. I think there's going to be stuff coming over this week. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying not to do... I've done a few. I've kind of ripped quite a bit today, but I'm not... I'm kind of holding a little bit back. My strategy is quite simply very... Not similar to Bananas, but... Because I'm not looking for Haaland the same way as he's looking for Haaland or anything like that. I think I'm... Of course, I'm looking for KDB. Everybody should know this by now. I know that I'm going to get more packs. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are going to be weeks where I'm not going to be necessarily interested in what they are. It's been quite difficult for me because, obviously, with seeing, I wanted to see how these mixed packs, these mixed squads were going to come out, if you know what I mean. And I think, like, you look at tonight, I've got one championship player in terms of Dewsbury Hall. You know, I'm after that Leif Davis and all this sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of... I'm a little bit stuck in terms of I'm kind of waiting. I'm hoping that there'll be another one. There'll be another icon come out potentially with even less requirements. It's a bit cheaper. Or like you say, something that kind of maybe isn't a must do for everyone, but it's a must do for me in terms of what I need for my team. Do you know what I mean? That really suits what I need, which I can't really tell you what that is at the moment, if I'm being honest. But yeah, it is a bit of a weird one at the moment. There's not real... I haven't got the urge to, you know, pull open everything.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to go. If you don't want to do the exchange and commit to that, then I would basically put it into Rio, because he's going to stay as one of the best centre-backs in the game for a while. He's so difficult to deal with, but he's just very expensive. So for me, it's more interesting to doing the exchange grind. And the exchange grind is very easy because you're never doubting what to do. Anything below 84 and below, I put it into player picks. Anything 85 to 91, I put it into exchanges. Even the 91, I put them into the 89 exchanges. If I then get over that, then I'm going to have to take a decision on what to do, or quick sell it and save it for later. But it's just very easy to keep that grind going and open a lot of packs. So I think if you look at history, how it usually goes, then Premier League, that's where they try to empty up packs, it's lower pack weight. Then the Bundesliga, they try to bring some excitement back. That's always very fun. La Liga and League One, always very low pack weight. And then you come back to Serie A, where it gets boosted again. And then, of course, we end up in ultimate team of the season. So if you don't know what to do, you could save for one of those if you want to have fun and get some cards that are maybe better stats for the price or better value for the price. But, I mean, right now you can work with your coins, and there's a lot of, like, 2 million coin players now, so I would open some tradable packs definitely now. But if they don't interest you, because we're not going to pack Holland or Van Dijk, that's impossible almost. So you might want to save for another. But I will say, don't be afraid to empty all your packs, because we get a lot of packs from playing the game, or you can always just put it into the upgrade pack. So you will always be able to open new packs, even if you want. I mean, tonight I started 160 packs. I've been opening for hours, and now I'm at 190 packs because the exchange grind just keeps giving back players. So you can basically open packs for as long as you want. It's just kind of a numbers game. So see where you're at, see where team's at, what you're interested in, and then go for that.
It's a good point. I think Mark brought this up a couple of weeks ago. If the pack weight was low on some of these special cards, it's essentially an infinite cycle. The dupe exchange, and I'm packing quite a lot of these lower rated team of the seasons, and yeah, if you're getting more than a 91 back every time you put one in, do the 51 pack, do your player picks, then, like you say, yeah, you're going to be in a position where you're gaining packs anyway, so it doesn't matter. So I think I might go more for that strategy. If I do need to get a higher rated card, then maybe I'll open a pack at that point and see how it goes.
Yeah, and guys like Rio do get a lot easier if you open a lot of packs, because right now you get the 91s, the 92s, the 93s, even 94s. I got three Allisons tonight, didn't know where to stick them in. So that would be almost two squads of Rio completed very, very easily if I wanted to go down that route. Now is a good time to do SBCs and do this grind, because you do get higher rated fodder back than you usually do. So, yeah.
What do you think the best picks are? Oh, sorry, the best SBCs are to put your lower rated stuff in, so anything lower than an 80, for example. What, just player picks, 80 plus?
Yeah, straight into player picks. Yeah. There's this two player 77 pack. I don't really think it's interesting. I did some of those for the EFIX that was out last week, and they were just bad. And also the player picks, you can always, the grind is just faster, because sometimes I take an 82 instead of an 83 because I don't have him. So I don't have to kind of recycle them instantly, because they're the same price, all of them. Even the 84s at discard, they're like 1.2k or 3k or something like that. So it doesn't really matter. That's why everything below 84 and below, I just put it into the player picks. And they also give like better players back than the two player pack. We will have to see though, if one of these, we used to call them 25k packs, but like the upgrade packs, you know, where you get like three rares and whatever, X amount of, of come like Monday or Tuesday or whenever, then they might be more interesting. But right now it's just into the player picks, and we've had them all the time. It goes from the 80 plus to the 81 plus. I personally like the 80 plus better because it's less players you put in, so the grind is faster when you have the dupes, and you get more players for less value. But yeah, those are the best.
Do you still think the team of the week pick is a good option, just because you might get an 89 or an 88 out of that, and then you can put that into dupe exchange?
Yeah, I when I get a dupe, I put them into the exchange. But for me, I also sometimes do a team of the week, but I've not done them as hardcore as I did before, because back then they were required for all SBCs. Now they're not required for all the upgrade SBCs, and also some of the player SBCs will probably move into either team of the week or team of the season, because the team of the weeks will stop. So I don't think they're as crucial, but they're very good. If you don't want to put the 82 to 84s into the player picks, then yes, you can build some team of the weeks, so that they'll always be useful, and then just have a system in your head of what ratings you need. I always build like the 82 rated squad with 284s and then 981s, and then I have the 83 rated squad. I build it with 85, 683s, 182, 281s, and 80. So that's just because that spreads out a little bit the range of fodder, so you can always keep building them instead of it's just one rating you need for it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because reason I ask that question is I'm wondering if there's an actual way, and because we don't really know yet, we haven't grinded team of the season with these cheap exchanges yet, so we've kind of got an idea of what's going to happen. But if you're not doing 80 plus picks, is there a doing the league SBCs option or team of the weeks where you're getting tradable cards back, and you're getting a tradable team of the season every now and again that you can either quick sell or sell on the market? Could you boost your way up to have enough coins to then open packs in the store? And is that the ultimate way, or is that too difficult?
It's very tedious. I mean, the BPM guys will probably argue that it's better value in the long run because you get the tradable stuff, but it's very, very tedious because some of the lib squads and stuff, you have to buy most of the players and they're expensive. And it takes a lot longer, and I like the grind, but for me it's too tedious. But if you are like really a hardcore BPM or you have a lot of time, then you could do league SBC still. But for me, the exchange into player picks is just much simpler, much faster.
I do agree with that. It would be too tedious. I think what you get back, it would probably be quite rare to get a team of the season back anyway. You're probably talking about five or six recycles of it, which probably takes about an hour. So,
And then like with the exchange grind, sometimes if you don't hit big, you will probably lose a little bit. So you need players to get going. And that's where the daily gold, bronze and silvers come in. You get maybe, let's say, 50 cards out of that, and that you put into player picks again. And then you kind of made up what you might have lost of getting a couple of bad runs of it. So, Yeah, if you have like a starting capital of like, let's say maybe 50 or 100 like non-rare gold cards, just chuck them all in. Just build it on the phone. It's much faster. Yeah, with the squad builder and then just sort. The same if you do it on console, you can press the square where it sorts for you low to high, but it takes longer time on the console.
Lovely job. Anything more to come back? Any more questions in relation to that ball while the master is here?
No, I just thought, yes. If I've got those questions, I just thought, yeah, probably a lot of our listeners will as well.
Oh, I see. Just because it's a problem for you, it's a problem for everyone. Is it? Oh, right. Okay, I see. I see. Lording it up again as a ex-world champ. Anyway, right. Okay, so what do you want to do, boys, now? Should we try this game or should we jump into questions and team of Patlock King?
We can try the game.
Okay, cool. Right, so this game is kind of, I'll be honest, it's a rip-off of about two different games that we've kind of pinged together. So basically, this is how it works. So essentially, we are all going to go together one-on-one. Banana has brought us a list, should I say, of a... We don't know what the topic is. He's going to tell us what the topic is now. And essentially, me and Billy are going to go one-on-one to take it in turns to name players in FUT that match this category, which Banana is...
Well, in the theme of Banana Ball, it is players in the game with Aerial Plus. And there are around 90 of them.
Okay, so the 90 players with Aerial Plus. So me and Billy are going to go head-to-head with one another without using FUTBIN.
And I would say it's 90 different items, so some of the items might be the same player. So do we go by players or items?
Or I think we can go. I mean, I think something like play styles, I think, you know, obviously there are some cards that some versions of a card that have it, some versions of a card that don't, if you know what I mean. So I think it's fair to go on versions. So we'll have to state which versions we mean when we go. So so play along at home, guys. Bull, I take it you're ready for this.
Yeah.
As much as you can be. So Banana, you'll have to you can kind of adjudicate if anybody's kind of taking too long to think. So you can kind of give them a nice little hurry up and then just give them a count, just give either of us a countdown from five
really challenge each other, or should I stop you when there's a wrong
answer? No, just stop when there's a wrong answer. Just stop us when somebody's incorrect. So Billy, I'll allow you to go first.
Okay, Haaland, team of the season.
Haaland, team of the year.
Didier Drogba, Golazo.
Miroslav Klose.
I'll go with Prince Icon, Golazo.
Sorloth, the birthday.
Team of the season, Van Dijk.
I don't think Van Dijk has aerial. Let's check.
Is he not? I'm sure he has.
No, I don't think so, but we'll check. I might be wrong. Oops. They know he would be too crazy if he had it. So neither the team of the year or the team of the season has the Aerial Plus.
Which means I win.
But his rare gold has, though.
I don't think so, no. His inform has it, and I think it's Winter Wildcard. I'll check. Yeah, so no.
I'll take it.
Yeah, his inform, one of his informs, it's an... Yeah, the 91
Is gold rare. Oh, what? I don't know why I didn't just say gold rare, because I knew that I had it.
the normal gold rare has it, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I'll take it as a win. I might, if I get time, I might add some nice like backing music and some sound effects there. So I'll take the win. So, okay, so as I won, I shall bring the next week I will bring the topic, and you two can duke it out.
Surely it's winner stay on. I don't want to get embarrassed week after week.
Fine. We can do so. Yeah. Okay. In which case, okay, winner stay on. In which case, okay, you. So Banana can try and topple me next time. I think we might have to change this, Billy, because I think if Banana wins, I think we might struggle to get it back on him, back it off him. Basically, an encyclopedic knowledge.
You can just choose the championship players or something like that. I'm not so well versed in the lower leagues.
Yeah, well, we'll try and keep it foot related, but if it gets too like ridiculous, then we may have to do something special. So okay, cool. Let's move on then to questions. Hope you enjoyed that, guys. We just thought we'd have a little fun, because obviously our quiz episodes that we've done have gone down relatively well. So G is a legend. Thoughts on mixed team of the season? Feel they are doing a massive disservice to the small leagues with this content. I've got to be honest, I agree with him. I think the way I see it is that I know that the addition of the female players has meant that you've now got two teams of the season in each of the major leagues, if you know what I mean, because you've got a men's and a women's league. But I don't understand, considering that we've got a team of mixed minor leagues, I still don't see why you couldn't just pick, you know, your six biggest minor leagues and then a rest of the world to finish as they normally have done. You know, I think like we mentioned last week, things like, you know, again, the Oster Bundesliga and the Ukrainian league and things like that. Is it really something that we, do you know what I mean? Like, how much are we going to get from that? But I suppose we have got to be fair and actually see all of them in the same vein, if that makes sense. Because do you know what I mean? Because you might get across the promo, you might get a full team of League of Portugal players. You might get a full team of Championship players.
Yeah, my big problem with it is, because I was actually going to answer quite to the opposite, that I found it quite interesting, but that was when I saw the loading screen and the whole thing about the plus where they gave extra chemistry. And then when the team came out, it's actually only a few players that have it, which is kind of a shame. So that plus on all of them would have made it more interesting, I would say. But now I kind of agree. And then I can kind of understand where people who loved the EFL one came from. Like this year, I was waiting to go ham also, not only on Prem, but for the Saudi League. And that's not coming now. So, so yeah, maybe it was better. I'm not quite sure, but yeah.
But anything to add on that?
So it's a difficult one. I think it's actually boosted the Prem week. Because the way, like, EA were in control of it at the end of the day, I feel they always balanced it quite well. Like, the Prem always went with Championship, I think. That wasn't so appealable. And then the Saudi usually went with maybe a Serie A or a Bundesliga week. So you always had a nice balance anyway. And they could have done that.
It was maybe Community and then EFL, right? Or not sure.
Oh, quite possibly. But yes, maybe EFL overlapped with Prem.
Yeah.
Because it would always be released Monday, wouldn't it? I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel they could have done that. Let's see it out. Let's probably judge it at the end. I don't mind it too much because, yeah, they've given exposure to the lower leagues and we'll probably see one or two every week. But then we've also got one or two nice cars like the Di Maria tonight. You know, pack him, that's 2 mil. So we might see a 2 mil player every week. I guess they'll do similar. Like, Ronaldo's going to be in there, isn't he? He's going to be a 10 mil card, so he'll probably come in a week where we've got Bundesliga or Serie A. It could be a few good Saudi players.
Yeah, and actually, like, one annoying thing about it is that I was thinking, like, before, where they used to come on a Sunday or Monday, the second team, you would have that full weekend to only pack the Prem. So, for instance, I was holding a couple of these Team of the Season guaranteed packs, and the Team of the Season Live had their own pack, and the Team of the Season had the pack. So I was thinking that I could pack only Prem players from that. But it turned out I can both pack the lives, but also this secondary squad. So it kind of diluted the search for the best players, which was kind of annoying. But of course, like, it's nice to pack blues, but I'd rather have had a prem player than these guys. So that's an extra little annoying factor.
Okay, so Aram, what was it? Poor one out for moments this year. Obviously, after his comment around in relation to moments last week. Plus, will we get another average FIFA dad rant on about how amazing English football is and the Premier League is tonight, or can he sing "Football's Coming Home" on the pod? Well, I'm certainly not going to be singing "Football's Coming Home" on the pod. However, I must admit, I saw this and thought, was I going on that much about how good English football was?
Yeah, I think we had something about like the best league in the world and the most interesting league and everything on the night that they all went out of the Champions League. So I think that was kind of the discussion last week. And then between episodes, he posted about that as well. But like related to his moments questions, yeah, it's just silly that they have it in the game. They have this stuff that they kind of put in there and just forget about. It hasn't been updated. The moment store hasn't been updated for a while. It's a bit like that screen that was also there last year. Was it the team
objectives?
Yeah, something like that. Wasn't it? Yeah, there was something they just didn't do anything about.
Events,
yeah, something like events, yeah. So the moments would have been quite interesting if they put more in there and it was different stuff you need to do, but they just became a bit repetitive and then everybody completed them in the beginning of the game and haven't touched it since. So, yeah, really, really boring. So either do it right or take it out, I would say.
Yeah, I didn't mind it too much. They just got it completely wrong, didn't they, with the packs? Because I was definitely doing them when...
when you could get something decent content, in the store, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But even now, right? Let's say 100 purple stars, team of the season guarantee pack. Like, yeah. I think that's fair. Like, probably overkill. Actually, probably too many stars. But
yeah,
just something like that would have, yeah, pushed people towards moments. Another little game mode to play. Because actually, with it does feel like there's a little bit less to grind out this year, dare I say it. Less things going through objectives, so it would actually be a welcome addition.
Sometimes you feel after you played your champs games, maybe you got your rivals wins, like if there's not a cup, what do you play? So it could have been a little bit of fun. And as you guys said, like in the beginning, the packs were special. They had like attacker packs. They have 83 plus packs and 85 plus packs and stuff. Now it's basically almost like 150k pack every season or something. Except for the two ones that are always there, the low rated ones. So, and a 50k pack is just nothing now because you get so much of the low rated gold. So, you never get anything decent from a 50k pack. Mm. So, yeah.
It's kind of like draft as well, right? Because the rewards don't move like rivals and champs do throughout the year. Like, they've at least acknowledged that they need to boost the rewards in line with the bell curve. Why a draft and moments has just been completely neglected? But I must have about 5 draft tokens, but so what? Like, I can it's gonna give me a jumbo premium pack. What in May? Cheers.
Mega pack.
Yeah, I think it also is, again, like part of the beauty of playing draft is that you could pull that, you could like use these players that a lot of them are really unobtainable. But then look at everybody's squads right now. Do you know what I mean? Like there are so many other players that, okay, fine, they might not be Roberto Carlos, or they might not be, you know, Ronaldinho. I mean, it's probably Ronaldinho. It's already a little bit too far up a curve. But do you see what I mean? Like, you know, there are CAMs who are equivalent to a Zidane. Do you know what I mean? Like, that are just readily available, that are pretty easy to obtain and have already in your club right now. Do you know what I mean? So I think, yeah, I don't think there's that lure of, you know, this is the only chance I'm going to get to play with team of the year Messi, for example, because guess what, I'm the part of the 0.7% or whatever it is,
20%.
obviously, you know, that might be the only chance I get to play with him. But do you know what I mean? But
Again, that's actually an interesting take. Like, you used to go into draft saying, "Wait, I would like to try a cool team and try some good players." Now you're going to draft and play with a lesser squad than the one you had. Yeah, that's exactly, kind of upside down.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say exactly the same. Yeah,
exactly. You know, Billy, our mate George, that we, he'd quite often come to mind. You know, when he's back from London, and do you know what I mean? We'd play draft. You know, co-op draft on obviously the same screen and what have you, and I'd like have my squad up, and he sort of said, "Oh, have you done this draft already?" And he's like, no, that's just my team. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, particularly when
did
you got
genuinely say that?
Not this year. I think towards the end of last year, I think he said that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So again, but it's the same problem. Do you know what I mean? Because those high end players and those kind of high end power curve players that have been more obtainable this year, even more so than last year. Not the guys at the very, 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 very top, but that sort of, that top area just below there. Again, there's so many players that are really obtainable.
Yeah, which play styles as well, right? Like, players with a lot of good play styles are more interesting than maybe an icon without them or something. So correct. There's not this need to go in and play with a base R9 or Ronaldinho, because you probably have more fun cards yourself. So
correct. But we usually say some.
I'm actually fearing the next time I do have to play a draft, like if they bring objectives out, because I've got a draft team from about 2 months ago that's still alive.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling.
So I'm gonna go with my like winter wildcards dropper into like some stacked team of the season team.
Yeah,
I think I've got to say here we go. So okay, here we go. My last draft team. So I've got rule breakers Mbappe, which is fair. I've got base Lauren Hemp, base Bon Matty. I've got the Zola team of the year. I've got the Centurions Guerrero. I've got an 85 Infob Frimpong. I've got Gunter versus Ice at right back. Team of the year Rio. I've got Thiago Dalo, Centurions, and then I've got team of the year Kachawi. Like, my goalkeeper is 84 Areola, for Christ's sake. Like, it's not good. I ain't got much else on the bench either, so yeah, that's not going to be good.
team of the year Rio's all right though. You went past him quickly.
Yeah, no, yeah, because to be fair, like, again, team of the year Rio's all right, but that's probably the only. And obviously the rule breakers Mbappe obviously is decent as well, but
I think that's a sign for you. Like, you go in and complete that draft, and if team of the year Rio brings you a win, then you must go complete his SBC, and if not,
hey, well, there you go. That's entirely a possibility. I can't go against that.
Fun enough. So I just load up my one. I also have team of the year Rio in mind.
There you go. Obviously he's being given out,
and similar, I have gold rare Ramsdale in my team as a goalkeeper, so like he's my only like base rare. Adeyemi, winter wild card on the left wing, such a good card. But do have at least Thunderstruck Cruyff and rule breaker Mbappe up top, so yeah, I can still do damage with this team, but no team of the season's in sight.
No, quite. Right, okay, mate. Let's, Billy, you asked a question at the bottom of this. I'm guessing you were making a comment, but I can't really pick it out, mate. What's this about?
Oh no, it's just a fun scenario, really. Like, imagine, almost like a apocalyptic sort of TV series. Really, what would happen if EA at some point on a, let's say tonight, 6 p.m. drops, and EA accidentally take out gold cards from packs, and so every pack you get has full like special cards, team of the season moments, like an ultimate pack just contains everything because there's not even enough cards to give you. And people just keep opening packs for like an hour until they fix it. Like, what would happen in that scenario? Would they just kind of do a backup? Or like, no, that, so yeah. Much damage.
They'd have to reset the game.
Yeah, they'll probably close it down. I mean, what would happen is like the same in the economy. There would be like hyperinflation and all the best cards would be extinct. It actually happened back in the day when they got hacked and before the price ranges were removed. There came these people in that have like endless amount of coins and they were just buying everything. So all the good cards would be extinct and you just have a dead market left where you can't buy anything. But it's okay. I would love to see the compensation rolling out for that one and how it would work with the pack rate. So probably the lower rated ones would then have the gold cards pack rate or whatever. So yeah, we probably still wouldn't pack Holland, but it would be quite fun to try.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So the people who are online at that moment will benefit hugely and then be able to basically own the market for themselves, but everyone else will be done.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the tradable unlimited packs that came in at some point. And if that happened to the whole market, then yeah, everything would just move up and be like the old pictures from the economy in Germany where they would roll wheelbarrows on Africa now with money that's worth nothing. So your coins would be worth nothing and you couldn't buy the best cards anyway. Or a loaf of bread if you're in Africa and Germany. So,
way to bring it down, man. Like, Christ, bring it into the real world. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to Patlock King. Again, we warned you last week, so if it ain't in Patlock King, it ain't going to get... ain't going to get judged tonight. Gizalezen showed his kind of haul from last week, but there was nothing massive there. And Timbo Slice also showing kind of number of different team of the season. I had St. Maximan there, I believe, though. He was 1 million or so last week, wasn't he?
I will comment that St. Maximan was actually very disappointing.
Oh, okay, interesting. So Adam also got his red pick with Saint Maximan. So a couple of from today. So Garnacho has been packed by Gregzio and Burnside Admiral, and also Lead Soldier. I mean, probably a little bit feeling it a little bit. 10:32 this evening, but he has managed to put in. A Demon of the Rhea team of the season from like a player pick. That's like an 80 plus player pick, isn't it? 2.2. So he is going to win Patlock King this week with a little bit of buzzer beater there because while we're recording the pod. And
Leeds won something tonight.
Absolutely. Hopefully that'll make you feel better, Lead Soldier.
I mean, it's interesting where he packed it. It seems he's not using the app. He's actually in the browser logged into EA.com web app. So maybe a little tinfoil hat theory that opening packs strange places gives good players.
Just stop, man. That's just getting embarrassed now. Go on.
So I'm a big fan of the browser, actually.
Big fan of the browser. There he is.
The companion, but it basically is a browser, right? Just locked in an app format, right? Or
yeah, pretty much. The reason why we've got a buzzer beater Patlock King from Lead Soldier is because the real winner this week was MJOT87. Getting the level 40 icon pick, having a choice of two very, very familiar options of these icon picks: a Winter Wild Card Alan Shearer, a Thunderstruck Xabi Alonso, or a Team of the Year R9 Ronaldo. Huge pull. And
who would have been a correct answer in the previous Who Has Aerial Plus category? That's a crazy card.
There you go. MJOT 87 very deservedly has the Bradlock King belt, and as Billy said afterwards, deserves a long title reign, but is very dangerous territory with Team of the Season upon us. Well, let's just see how long that lasts. But yeah, GG's, man. I hope he's as good as he should be for you. That's it. And there we go. So
I have two tips I want to give.
Two tips. You get 1.5.
Okay. First thing, we haven't really talked much about the store packs since we opened one a couple of weeks ago. I would say this is the time to choose the team of the year or team of the season that you like. hammer some stall packs. There's the big ones for around 650k. There's a pack coming with two guaranteed TOTS players. Try them out. Also, there's a nano pack for 35k right now. You get some loans. Just go crazy. Second thing, Rivals rewards are quite good, and they have picks. If you're struggling in Rivals, I found that the last couple of weeks, I had a struggle in Div 1. Playing them on the Friday, where everybody else is waiting, or when they go into the weekend league that starts a little bit later now, I felt a massive difference in the opponents I faced in Div 1. So if you want to do your Rivals, do them on the Friday when everybody else goes into the weekend league. You'll find some lesser opponents there. Grind up a bit. If you've been struggling, yeah, get those player picks. So that was my two advices.
Cool. Love it. Yes, finally, I did have a look in the store while we were recording. There is currently a 650k pack in there for which is one guaranteed team of the season plus I think it was 83 plus players.
But wasn't a guaranteed team of the season? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
isn't that the loan?
No, guaranteed team of the season. 650k. I'll forget what it's called now. Hang on, let me just go back into the store. So it is. It was on the last line of things. So it is the Premier League Team of the Season guaranteed pack. So it includes one guaranteed Premier League Team of the Season player item, also 80 rare gold player items rated 83 or higher, with four guaranteed to be rated 87 or higher. So it's a guarantee again. Actually, so it's a Premier League team this season guaranteed. So again, 650k. But you know, I reckon you'd get more than one in there, given the, like, say 80. You know, 80 card. I'd like a few more.
Yeah,
a few more than four 87 rated or higher. And chances are you're gonna get a rubbish one.
Yeah, I would also love the base rating higher than 83. There's one coming with two Premier League players, and I think it's 84. It's less players, but I think it's better. But I mean, should I rip one for science now?
Well, why not? if you're happy to rip one for science, do it
I'm
right now.
I'm very happy. Well, let's do it.
If this is Haaland, he's going to go.
I just ripped a pack and got the Haaland. So I got Rayton as my first one.
Oh my word! Yeah.
Oh my god!
At least he's a left wing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in now. Argentinian, centre mid, it says.
Centre mid.
Liverpool.
Oh, McAllister.
McAllister's one. Alisson's the other. I have them both. Okay, let's see what's up. Let's not laugh yet.
Let's not laugh yet.
There's a Ruben Moy as well. And a lot of fodder. And oh my god, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dupe team of the season. McAllister, Dewsbury, Hall, Henko is to be on Banza. Let's see if anything else is hiding. Nope.
Well, there you go. So that's probably what was that 10 in a pack?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, like, value-wise, it's much more than the pack, but, still, I...
Yeah,
if you have a lot of coins, you can do it, but otherwise, if you're only waiting for one pack, you maybe have, like, a million, so wait for that second pack to come. I think it's better.
Yeah, these are around for 6 days as well. Like, these are around for the full week, and you get two pulls of these. So, you know, yeah, it might be worth, you know, waiting just to see if something better comes around with a higher floor. That'd be really nice. So yeah, well, thanks for listening, guys. Whatever you're doing this week, whether you are grinding what will obviously be the sweat fest that's going to be weekend league this week, whether you're grinding those upgrades or dupe exchanges, or whether you're just chilling because this isn't your league yet, whatever you're doing, keep it casual, and we'll see you next week.